The band's latest release, Five Scars, will come out in November through Life Force Records. Can you tell us a bit more about, you know, the concept and idea of this album that, you know, it was the first one in 10 years?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's been a while indeed. I mean, the last album, Necrodynamic, came out in 2001, so yeah, it's even more than 10 years, because I think the last album came out in like spring 2001, and so and this now comes out in autumn, fall 2011, and you know, we never intended to go on hiatus that long, but it just happened. Now it's 2011, but we're here, so back again.
And what were you guys, you know, shooting for when making this release?
Sorry?
What were you guys, you know, going for when making this album, you know, trying to sound the same as 10 years ago, or try to, you know, put it a little bit more dynamic and more up to date?
Well, you know, it's well, I think it's somehow like the quintessence of Nightingales. I mean, the way we sounded 10 years ago on the last album, Necrodynamic, was a bit too far away from that what made Nightingales. You know, we were like open for experiments throughout all band history, but we took it a little bit too far on Necrodynamic. And when our main composer Jens, the guitarist, came out with the first songs for Five Scars, we initially thought that this is gonna be some cool shit, and we were like aware of the fact that it's both back to the roots of Nightingales, but also one step to the side and two steps forward. I mean, we use melodic death metal style that we played already 17 years ago, but the record is still contemporary and up to date. You know, we never sat down and thought, okay, we got to do a retro album or something like that. I mean, of course, it's still classic melodic death metal, but we didn't want to join or come up with any trend that would be going back to the roots. We just wanted to come up with the best melodic death metal songs that we ever wrote. So,
and you know, what were the biggest fears that you guys had, you know, after so many years, the album had to be pretty good, or, you know, maybe people would be like, oh, they're just not up for it anymore?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you're a bit worried about how people will react, but first and foremost, we did the record for ourselves. You know, when we went on hiatus, it wasn't really 10 years ago. I mean, of course, the last full-length album was 10 years ago, and some bullshit happened back then, but then we had a new drummer in 2003, and then we recorded this 10 Years of Tragedy EP in 2005, and then we also recorded a demo in 2008. So there was always a little bit going on in the Nightingales camp, but not really much. And and from this point of view, of course, that's a comeback album that we thought about a lot. But we always felt that we had more to say, that the creative process hasn't come to a very very end yet with Nightingales. So first and foremost, it was a strong will to do the album, whatever it's gonna sound like, just to come back with a statement. So for us, Five Scars isn't just the fifth album or just a comeback. It's also I don't know how to express that in English, but it's like breaking free from your own chains that kept us from doing music for a few years, you know.
And how pleased are you guys with the end result now that you can step back a little bit and look at it?
Oh, well, we're very pleased. I mean, we had quite a lot of time to step back from it already, because the record's been complete since spring or something. You know, we first produced the complete record and then went to the labels and tried to get a record deal. So the first recordings of the drums started in summer 2010, and the last recordings, the vocals, were tracked in November 2010. And the mix was done, I think, in February or March 2011. So So we already have more than half a year to take a step to the side and listen and watch Five Scars from a little bit more objective way, you know. And so just can say we're really happy with that. And I mean, of course, that's the standard wording of everybody who's proud of the new record. But we really think that is the best stuff we ever came up with, because we didn't have any pressure from outside. We wrote and recorded the album when we had no record deal. We didn't really know what to expect from the album, and we have just been creative together. And so that's probably the most unique and the most honest and the most true Nightingale album, if you will, you know.
And what personally, what is the parts or the elements that you like the most about this release?
I think the good thing is the mixture of catchy songwriting and using all the elements that we ever used all the time, like the typical melodic death metal formula being the mixture of aggressive riffs and beautiful melodies. And you know, we had these aspects before, of course, but Five Scars is much deeper, and there is a lot of melancholy and sadness in the music. Even if you don't consider the lyrics at all, the music can really grab you by your balls, you know. And that's what I really like about it. When I first heard the complete mix and the final mastering of Five Scars, I really had goosebumps, and that happens really, really seldom when I listen to music. So that was a really good sign for me.
And you know, in terms of the feedback that you guys been getting, I mean, people have been saying it's the best album. How are you guys feeling about, you know, the reception for maybe some journalists that didn't even hear the band before?
Well, you know, it's pretty funny at times, because just like you said, we get quite some reviews from people who never heard Nightingale before, and some of them say, oh yeah, that's some nice melodic death metal, but you know, we have heard that before, and some other bands played that style a few years ago. Well, if those guys would have done their homeworks, they would see that at least in Germany, we are one of the pioneers of that scene. I mean, of course, the real fathers and pioneers come from Sweden and have also influenced Nightingale, but we're now newbies in the game, and we know what to do. And but finally, it's really great to see how many people like the album. I mean, I'm doing music since, I don't know, 17 years or something. And when I read reviews about a band that I'm involved in, it's always like two sides of the coin. One part of me is really happy when the review is good, and the other part doesn't really care, because it's, you know, just another journalist talking about your band. And but it's a bit different when the review is bad, you know. One part of me says, okay, forget about it. It's just one guy who doesn't like your band, and that's not a big deal. But on the other hand, it's like a personal insult, you know, a bad review. And but sometimes I prefer a really, really bad review to a medium review. You know, when somebody says, okay, yeah, the album is not bad, but not really great, then I think this is a worse review than a total bad one. Because when I read a totally bad review, then I just say to myself, okay, this guy obviously doesn't know anything, you know?
Yeah, at least you have a justification in your mind.
Exactly, that's the way it is.
And you know, over the years, how do you feel that, you know, the melodic death metal scene has been, you know, growing, now there's all this kind of subgenres that fork around, and what are the things that currently you see that you like, and what are the things that you don't like?
Well, you know, and first I think I'm not really touched by any kind of trends or something. you know, it's all history repeating, and everything is coming in waves. You know, we had this classic thrash metal revival with all bands like I don't know, Municipal Waste that came back, or a Creator have grown bigger and bigger again, for example, and then in Germany, since I don't know, since 1 year, 1.5 years, there's this big 70s hot rock, doom rock, occult rock revival and stuff like that. But finally, I have my very own personal taste, and I just don't give a shit what people say, what kind of music is cool or whatnot, and I also don't limit myself to metal. I mean, of course, everybody in Nightingales is, at the end of the day, a metalhead, but we're all like open to other styles as well. For example, I think that you cannot write a good melodic death metal record when you just listen to At the Gates All Day. I mean, of course, that's a wonderful band, and they surely had a great impact on us. But you just have to use other influences, because for example, innovative metal songwriters, for example, Chuck Schuldiner from Death, he obviously never listened to metal only, otherwise he never could have written such innovative and technically brilliant stuff that Death wrote, you know. So a few of my personal all-time faves, it's totally mixed up. I mean, I love classic stuff from Danzig or Rainbow or Thin Lizzy. And I also like some hair metal stuff and some black and death metal. It's like all the way through all styles. And I just separate bad music from good music. And I don't care if it's thrash, death, black, or even metal or hard rock at all. I mean, I also have some records in my shelf from, I don't know, Aha or the what was their name? The Cardigans, whatever. The Doors, I really don't care what genre the band comes from that I listen to, as long as I like it.
And yeah, I mean, it's perfectly valid. And do you think there's a place in metal for pop influenced music that is trying too hard to break into mainstream now?
You mean pop influenced metal?
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of pop influenced metal. I mean, just listen to the latest works of, I don't know, Soilwork or In Flames. I mean, both are, for example, bands that have played really great melodic death metal a few years ago, but they became more open-minded. First, it was a good thing, but I don't really, I don't really find the way to listen to the new In Flames or Soilwork stuff. Or for example, if you listen to stuff like whatever Nightwish or something like that, it's sometimes good songs, but it's sometimes just very catchy pop songs with some distorted guitars in the background, you know.
Yep. Do you ever see Nightingales going that direction?
No, not really. If you listen to the Thunderbeast album, for example, our second album from 1998, we tried to incorporate some more riffs that we would call rock and roll riffs, you know. For example, on songs like Perihelion or Dark Swan Anthem, we had a very positive vibe in the songs, and some of the riffs were really simple and catchy, but they were still metal riffs, and that was the farthest pop point we wanted to go to.
And you know, in terms of experimenting, I mean, you guys have been very, very open about it over the years. How far do you think that you might push it, or what are there any ideas floating around for upcoming songs?
Well, not really, or at least I don't know if Jens has already some new ideas or not, because you know, it's 10 years since we did the last full length, and Five Scars hasn't even been released yet, so I don't really think about the next album. But in terms of taking it too far, or in terms of experimenting too much, I honestly think that though that there were some really good sounds on Necrodynamic, we took it a bit too far at some points. Some vocal arrangements were just not mature enough or just not performed well enough. And the mix, for example, is terrible on Necrodynamic, but we already realized that a few months later. So we can really talk about that with open minds. We really like to experiment, or for example, it's the first time now that we use a cello for the intro and the outro and for some little song intros. But that's not a real experiment, you know. Experimenting would be if we, I don't know, work with some bagpipers or a children's choir or whatever, or try to incorporate some funk riffs or something. It's pretty often in the metal scene that people talk about, oh, this band is doing some experiments, when they just do a little bit of fine tuning in their songwriting. You know, the metal people are pretty often very narrow minded when it comes to style and how their favorite style has to be played, you know.
yeah, that's particularly true. And you know, in terms of promotion, we see that you guys have a couple of shows, and is there anything in the works for longer touring and, you know, bigger promotion of this release?
We really hope so. I mean, actually, there isn't even a couple of shows, unfortunately. We just have, like, for the rest of the year, one or two shows confirmed. We have a little release party next weekend, but we don't play live there. And then we have one show in December and one or two in January, February. But we are just talking to a booking agent who's going to help us getting some shows and stuff. And, of course, we hope that we will get some summer festivals in 2012 for a good tour. And we never played the States, for example, and it would be great to get there. We played all over Europe, and we had a short trip to Japan in 2001, but it's still time to get back on the stages, and we really want to perform and promote Five Scars live on stage. But it's a lot harder going on tour than 10 years ago, because there are so many bands, so many promoters, and so many tours, and especially now in fall and winter, when the festival season is over, there are so many club shows that it's really hard to get a good show in terms of even not losing money, you know. But when you play a show in Germany or Middle Europe at all, then you of course get a little bit of money, but sometimes it's just sufficient to pay for your fuel, even if you're a bigger band, because sometimes, especially here in this area where we live, you can usually choose between half a dozen good shows in 1 week, and of course nobody gets in for free, so there's nobody that can afford to go to every show they want to. And so sometimes a real good package with like one or two good underground bands and one or two medium-sized headliners in a good club for a fair entry fee, they sometimes play in front of, I don't know, 60, 70 people here, and that's a shame. But of course that's complaining on a high level. And anyways, we definitely want to get out there again and want to play some shows, and hopefully a tour will also take us to the States sooner or later.
And, I mean, yeah, you mentioned that it's harder than 10 years ago. Also, I mean, you guys have been switching labels. You were up in Nuclear Blast for Nail Work, uh-huh. Then you changed to Massacre, and now you're Life Force. How do you feel the adjustments between, you know, the different sizes of labels has been?
First, there are, of course, many more labels than there were 10 years ago. And we were, of course, for example, one of the bands that suffered from the growing of Nuclear Blast, for example. When we signed to Nuclear Blast, they were already one of the bigger labels, but when they dropped us, they were just on the edge of getting really big, and they had to get rid of smaller bands that just didn't sell enough, and that was totally okay when they told us, okay guys, we would just have to let you go. But nowadays, it's even more extreme. They are on the one hand, there are big labels like still Nuclear Blast or Central Media or Metal Blade. They have a lot of big names and pay thousands and thousands of bucks for promotion and stuff for the bigger bands. And of course, the smaller bands, they benefit from the situation that those big labels have good structures when it comes to promotion or ads or sending bands on tour. But still, they are like one of many, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with Lifeforce, they are surely not a small label, but we definitely get more attention being on Lifeforce than if we would going back to Nuclear Blast, for example. And for us, for Nightingales, I think that a record company like Lifeforce has the perfect size. They have international artists that have a good reputation and they have good structures and can do good promotion, but we're not just one of many bands and they really like the album, and that's of course the main reason why they signed us. I mean, we sent the finished Five Scars album to Lifeforce and they said, "Hey guys, that's some great shit. Here's a record deal." And so we hope that but even if nowadays the label scene is really tough, that Lifeforce will do their job and promote the album as it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but at least now we believe it's easier with all the digital media. You know, it's simple to get cheaper publicity than before, where you actually have to run ads and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's the whole thing with MySpace, Facebook, and Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, whatever. On the one hand, it's a very good thing that you can find out about a gore grind band from Taiwan, you know, that you would never listen to when you would be offline all day. But of course, the whole internet thing is pushing the whole chaotic music industry to the max, you know. Some labels were suffering from all the downloads and stuff, but I think the metal genre hasn't really suffered that much from the whole download thing, because the typical metalhead, at least here in Germany, they also have this mentality of getting everything as the original or getting limited editions or they want to hold something in their hands, you know. They want to collect something they can put in their shelves.
Mm-hmm.
But still you can of course buy everything you want to buy. And I downloaded a few albums myself and I can say that, because when I downloaded the album and I liked it, then I either bought it later or went to a concert from that band or I don't know, something like that. But the whole mentality of consuming music has changed with the internet. It's much easier to consume music and to forget about it again, even if it was good stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the attention span is shorter for bands.
Yeah, totally. And that's one of the bad things, because especially because there are so many more bands nowadays and so many ways to promote your stuff for free, you really have to take care of a good package, like good production, good artwork, nice lyrics, good merchandise. You know, you have to stand out somehow. When you just do a regular album and that's good, but it's not like overwhelming good, and you don't do anything special, then you will never have a special standing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And just to kind of wrap things up, is there anything in particular you want people in North America waiting for the band's latest release to come out that you want them to know?
Well, you guys should definitely check out Five Scars and preferably buy it. but if you just listen to it wherever on I don't know or download it even, I don't know, as long as you support the band, that's the first good step. And if you haven't heard of Nightingales before and just think we are just another melodic death metal band of the new millennium, then just check the metal history books and maybe you'll find something there about Nightingales. But finally, you should just give Five Scars a try. It's worth it.